are now plugged into Action Features.
Hello, Action Features fans.
Oh, hey, everybody.
And singers. What's Action Features singers.
Hello?
Speak into it again.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta get it's a little closer.
I'm gonna get closer. Did you turn me down? You turned me down.
I had both the gains down.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You had mine down lower, I'll bet.
Oh, whatever. You wish. You sound exacerbated.
It kind of sounds like something.
I used that correctly, right?
I think so.
We're off to a poor start.
I don't even know what episode this is. What is it?
45?
I don't know.
Or 46.
Hey, we're getting close to 50. I can't believe we stuck with this.
Nifty 50.
A bunch of other people are saying, I can't believe they stuck with this.
I can't either.
I'm not listening to that show anymore. I can't believe they're still putting on episodes.
Nope.
Why are they still doing that?
They check in once in a while
just to see if we're
still putting up episodes.
Just to see if we haven't given up yet.
Well,
man,
we missed last week, so sorry, everybody. Yeah. But it just worked out better that way.
Well, the kids are in school now, so...
So James had to go to school.
Yeah.
Ride the bus with them.
I had to ride the bus with them. All right, so this is like a free-for-all, but we have a couple of like little theme things in here.
Yeah.
Speaking of themes...
Okay.
The episode...
Yep.
We have a top four list.
Was it four now?
It was four because we both were like, well, three of them are easy.
Yeah.
So we have to have one on there that's somewhat random.
Yeah.
So that way it's not all just both of us saying the same thing.
I'm pretty sure that our lists are exactly the same.
I don't know about the fourth. Because this one is...
The fourth might not be.
I don't think the fourth is. I think that's good that we added on the fourth because I knew that the three were without a doubt the same. And right now all the listeners are going, I wish they would just say what the list is. Instead of going back and forth about this.
No,
all right. It's a top four list of movies or songs that are on like a movie soundtrack that really feel they don't belong on soundtrack and don't really make sense to the movie. So we have a top four list of that. It was going to be a top three, but Mike and I mean, we've known each other for a long time. We've talked about these songs for a long time. So three of them were given. And the fourth one, maybe it'll be something different. I don't think I've mentioned my fourth one to you before.
Oh.
So, who knows? Might be surprised.
I gotta tell you, my fourth one is it's just a place filler.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah. My fourth one is not on the same level as the top three.
No.
I mean, that'd be silly. I would have been one of the top three then.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
All right. So other things we need to talk about. We're gonna get to that. We're gonna save that for later. You think?
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
There's a couple things I want to talk about. I got those Mattel Batman 66 figures, and yeah, they have problems.
1966.
No,
from
perfect.
The 66 Batman movie.
From the 66.
They're not 66-inch scale.
Well, they're actually just called Batman Classic TV Series figures. Huh. I just threw in 66.
They don't cost $66.
No, they cost like $20, though. They have problems. They're expensive, but they're a lot of fun. I would have loved to have those figures as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very quick line, because Mattel are... There's like a house of fools over there.
A house of fools.
Fools. They didn't get a chance. This line didn't even hit before they'd already announced, oh, that's everything you see is what you're getting with the Batman line. What? You kidding me? The figures aren't even out yet. How do you know how well people are going to like them? Or how well they're going to sell? Or anything. You're just... It's over.
I'm surprised they did them because they did different bodies for each one of the things. But,
I think they're cool, though.
They're cool, and like at least they got the Batmobile out.
They got the Batmobile out? It was way too expensive?
Yep.
I reviewed them. Blaze and I reviewed them all, and it's all on actionfeatures.net. So if you want to check out the line and just look at pictures of them, or if you want to see me and Blaze review them, they're on there. Each of the single cards that we have up to this point, which we have Riddler, Penguin, Batman, Joker, the two-pack of Batman and Robin, and the car. So those are all on there. So if you go to actionfeatures.net, you can check them out for yourself and see if you think they're worth it.
The website.
Yeah. You want to go back and forth? You go back and forth? You don't have anything.
I don't have anything.
Okay, Batfleck. Yep. Ben Affleck cast as Batman in the Superman Man of Steel.
Yeah, I do want to talk about that.
All right.
Well, Ben Affleck has been cast, and people are up in arms about it. Maybe some of you listeners are up in arms about it. But I got to tell you, compared to everybody else that I heard on that list, I'm not upset about it.
You know, I'm not upset either. I don't... At the same time, I can't imagine Ben Affleck as Batman, because
yep.
I think of him as Daredevil.
Yep.
And Daredevil and Batman, I mean, Daredevil is kind of the closest Marvel has to a Batman, in my opinion. It's Mm-hmm. If you really think about like the characters that Marvel has, that one's probably the closest to the Batman type scenario. And when I saw him as Daredevil, he didn't do a bad job as Daredevil, but at the same time, I can't look at that character and think of that guy in that suit with that voice being Batman. But, you know, Michael Keaton made a great Batman.
That's right.
And nobody thought he was going to be a good Batman.
That's right.
So, I don't, it's not that I have a problem with Ben Affleck, it's that I have a problem with those movies. I didn't like Man of Steel.
Yep.
And I'm not going to get excited about Batman being introduced in a Man of Steel sequel.
It's hard to get excited about that.
Why would anybody be up in arms about this? You're getting a Batman and a Superman movie. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who's playing it?
The suit is going to be important.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going Dark Knight, Christian Bale route, then that just seals it for me. I don't really care. As a matter of fact, I would pick Ben Affleck over Christian Bale.
I agree.
I would have chosen him over him anyway, and I like Ben Affleck. And you know what? He seems like a good guy. So he likes comics. Go ahead and give it to him.
He seems like a nice guy. And he's improved his acting ability over the years.
He's a much better actor than he used to be. Much better.
Again, I just keep getting back to it's a Superman sequel to a Superman film I didn't like, and their characterization of Superman I didn't like. And you're going to introduce a Batman in this movie that may be different than the Christian Bale Batman. So I don't really know how they're going to pull this off.
Introducing
even.
A different Batman, it is a.
It's just almost strange.
Yeah.
It's everybody's going to be thinking that it's the Christian Bale Batman played by another person, but it's not. For at least it couldn't. I guess it can't be because Dark Knight Rises kind of ends with kind of the end of Batman there. So I don't really know what. I don't get it.
I think that they could, like, I think it could be done as a one-off, but it doesn't seem smart to me.
It doesn't
to introduce a brand new Batman. I would give Ben Affleck a movie first on his own,
yep.
And then if you want to do that, you could say, oh, these two worlds are colliding. But instead, two worlds are not colliding. You're having, you know, Superman in a sequel, and then the other character, even though you know it's Batman, it's not the same.
It's because Warner is doing the money grab. They see Avengers being the big, huge, giant movie it is,
yep.
And they want to get their Justice League movie going, so they're just rushing it out as fast as they can. Let's get it out there. And I don't know how well that's going to work, and I don't know how much that's going to suffer for them trying to just do the quick money grab and get it out as fast as they can. Well, you're not spending time. Our Marvel Studios put the time into it to build up towards Avengers. It wasn't where, you know, Captain America was in an Iron Man movie for the first time, where they introduced that character and he does these kind of things. None of the main characters were introduced to another character as fighting a guy or something like that, you know? I mean, Nick Fury made the guest appearance as Hawkeye and stuff like that, but I wouldn't consider those guys that are going to carry their own movies or the big names of the Avengers. It's just, I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen, but I'm not going to get too upset about Ben Affleck.
Because, I'm not upset. Let him, you know, let him have it.
Let's see what happens. I'm more concerned about the movie itself than I am Ben Affleck as Batman.
Right.
You know?
I did see an article right after. Everybody was clamoring for news about it because it was huge. But the day after, they came out and said, oh, Ben Affleck's been in the gym for 2 hours a day in preparation for his Batman role. Well, he just got hired. And 2 hours a day is like nothing.
It's really not that much.
I know people who don't do anything, spend 2 hours a day in the gym.
Yeah, they're not going to be Batman.
They're not going to be Batman. They're just going to the gym. For 2 hours, you can spend 2 hours
That's
in the
a
gym.
Slow news day.
There's no problem. That's
Somebody
slow.
Just saw Ben at the gym, and they said, how long you been here? I don't know, about 2 hours.
A couple hours, I guess.
I'm going to be Batman. Yep. Ben Affleck spending 2 hours in the gym in preparation of Batman.
Had to be something like that.
Yeah. Here's something for you. Okay, so, you know Two-Face's origin, right?
I've heard of it.
Okay. So, Boss Maroni throws acid in his face in the courtroom. If Boss Maroni had chosen to throw feces in his face,
yeah.
Harvey Dent would have became the Batman villain Pooh-Face.
Yes. Yes.
It changes the whole dynamic of the character.
Harvey, you could just clean that off your face. You don't have to be Pooh-Face.
What are you talking about?
It was just funny to me.
Did you hear that somewhere?
No, I just thought of it today. It made me chuckle inside when I was in the car. The Batman villain Pooh-Face.
All right.
He could have just cleaned it off. He leaves it on there. He goes ahead and leaves it on and becomes a villain. Much more compelling character. All right, so there was that. I don't have anything else.
Oh, really?
That's it, dude. All I have left is the songs.
Well,
that'll take a little while.
Hold on a second. I want to show you something.
Okay. Not with this.
Now you
Now
you kind of snuck a peek.
Oh, no, no, no. Wait. Mike Lacey. I want to say a big thank you to Mike Lacey. He sent us snacks again. He sent us the delicious chicken and waffle chips.
By the way, where are those?
They're in the other room. They're sitting in the other room. I didn't open the bag because we have so many snacks that are open.
Yeah.
I didn't want to waste them.
Yep.
So I kept them sealed. But Mike, sincerely appreciated. I love the chicken and waffle chips. And you don't find them that often around here. So that was very, very kind of him to send those over.
Very kind. Very thoughtful.
He's part of the What the Shell podcast. And if you guys like Ninja Turtles, you should definitely look up that podcast. It's a ton of fun. Great, great show. And they get lots of cool guests and stuff like that. So, Mike Lacey, big ups. Thanks, man.
Mad props.
Yeah. All right. And then the other thing was... Dustin?
Okay. I want to say thank you to Dustin... What's his last name?
Wood. Dustin Wood.
Dustin Wood. He's been supportive of the show.
Very cool guy.
And you know what? He commented on the Jor-El ads, which... He's the only person that's done that, to my knowledge.
I think it's beautiful. You know what?
Mad props. We got something coming to you, my friend. I'm not gonna tell you what it is yet.
And you're not. Trust me. You're
not
gonna be disappointed. You will be disappointed.
You will be disappointed by it.
It's not a treat. So I don't think it is.
Nope.
Oh, he's part of a YouTube comedy show.
We're gonna have to get his address.
Yeah, I'll get his address. It's called Almost Out of Weed.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Weed. That's the name of the town.
I see.
So it's a play on that.
Okay, good.
So you should go on YouTube and check out Almost Out of Weed with Dustin and his buddies on there.
I'll check it out.
But yeah, we're going to send you something. And the whole thing about Action Features is that we've now decided that all our giveaways are stuff that we really don't want.
That's right. We're going to send the worst things out.
Things we have sitting around that we don't really want to sell because they're not worth anything. But we can't just throw them away because that's wrong to throw stuff away.
We're going
to
try and make them good.
Yeah, but... We're going to fail. We'll try and make them good, but we'll fail. Because it's stuff we really don't want. All right, so there was that. Thanks, Dustin. Thanks, Mike. You guys are awesome.
All right. This half hour is brought to you by our sponsor.
My home planet of Krypton was reduced to ash. But Krypton's science survived to restore those ashy knees and elbows. Jor-El's revitalizing moisturizer. Skin so perfect, even kryptonite couldn't hide.
Now available at Service Merchandise. See store for details.
Okay, we're back. And, James, yes, I have something.
I peeked.
I knew you did peek, and you spoiled it.
I was on your desk.
I didn't know. I forgot. Anyway, we talked about this, and I love doing visual things on the show.
It's the best. Well, I haven't seen one of these since the Toy Mall days.
That's right. So there's the card back, but...
Oh,
there you go.
They're glorious.
These are the Mission Impossible action figures from the first movie.
Who did these? Tradewind?
Tradewind.
Trade Wind?
Now they make that. Now they just make tea.
Yeah, they gave up on toys.
They let the toys go. The tea is for toys. Yeah, you see?
What's the tea for, Captain?
What is the tea for, Captain?
Captain, Mike took all my Mission Impossible figures. He won't give me back my Ethan Hunt mask.
These are horrible.
Bones is playing with my figurines, Captain.
I said this to you before, but it sincerely looks like Rob Liefeld designed
it
these.
It really does. Maybe he did.
They look like a Rob Liefeld drawing.
These are terrible.
They're horrible, horrible figures.
No leg articulation.
This one has it.
Oh, that one does?
That's because it's got the fireman pants on.
The fireman, the one with the fireman pants has none.
Yeah, these are horrible figures.
Maybe we'll post a picture or two or something so people can see them.
I think it's great that over the years, Mike has had some really cool toy lines.
I've had really cool stuff.
He's had, like, Carter Visionaries and Pirates of Dark Water. Just some really cool toy lines. He sold all of those.
Yeah,
kept these.
I got rid of those, but I had to keep... couldn't let these go. These masks are terrible,
They're horrible! This one looks like Bill Clinton dropped a truck off the... That's an inside joke. But this does look like Bill Clinton, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It looks like Bill Clinton.
That's who he was supposed to be in the movie.
I don't think so.
No, he wasn't.
But this does look like Bill Clinton, the action figure.
And this one looks like Wilford Brimley.
As if Rob Liefeld designed it.
This one looks like... It's as if Wilford Brimley was a fireman. That's what he was disguised as. They painted these flexible rubber masks as if the paint was going to stay on. It's terrible.
And they're flexible rubber, so they're automatically like ready to tear and... I don't care. I'm gonna really mess this thing up.
This little baby's fire hat that he's got.
Ugh, I can't get this.
I haven't had these out of the closet in forever.
They're in there with R. Kelly.
Yep.
This one, look at this one. This one disguises himself as Charles Bronson.
It does.
This one pretends to, this mask pretends to be Charles Bronson.
Yeah, well, I can't let that go. I can't let that one go.
Yeah, this one's a keeper. You just gave it away.
Well, I didn't actually, because nobody knows. But Dustin, this is what's coming to you.
You're getting a Mission Impossible.
You're
going
to get a Mission Impossible figure. And you're going to love it. I guarantee that you never had one. I guarantee that you've never even seen one in person.
I guarantee that you'll never get another one of these from somebody.
That's right. This will be the first and last time you've ever received one.
A Mission Impossible figure in the mail.
I can't wait to send it out.
Which one are you going to give?
I don't know. It's a tough one.
Don't say it.
All right.
You're definitely giving away that Charles Bronson, though.
What's the one with the tuxedo? Does he actually have a tuxedo, or is it just a suit?
No, I had this one. I bought this one.
You bought that?
I bought this. I bought one at the toy mall. I had this one.
Why?
I just bought it because of how horrible it was.
Okay, yeah.
And then I ended up like, I don't know what I probably put it out in the street.
You thought you were buying some green tea.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I was thirsty. Yeah, see? Look at that.
Yep. It's bad.
Yep.
But they tried. You know, they said, oh, this franchise is starting. Let's do it. And they,
Why does he look like an alien in the face?
I don't know. He believes in aliens, I think.
Yeah. Aliens.
These are terrible, but they are slightly better than the Phantom figures that were released.
Oh, those are horrible.
By,
Toy Island.
Toy Island.
Yeah. With the peanut heads.
Oh, boy. Those had to be around the same time, too. I remember seeing them both at KB.
Oh, yeah. They crowded the aisle of KB with
golly.
These guys.
Anyway.
Whew. Okay.
You know what? The movie's not bad, though.
I think he's getting that one.
I think
that's the one.
I think that's the one. Right there. That's the one. Yep. It'll be a mystery.
Whoa. I'm going to see. He's got a mask, too.
Yep.
Did you try it on him?
Yes, I did.
What's this guy look like?
He looks like Wilford Brimley.
Those eyes are great.
They're as good as the Indiana Jones figures.
The googly eyes.
The googly eyes. Yep. That's what he got. That's the person who painted those painted eyes. the Indy
figures. He went on to bigger and better things.
I hope that everybody that's listening right now is visualizing.
Yeah, because that's all you can do. I don't know what
accessories came
with which one.
I'm sorry, but I love doing the visual thing on the podcast because it's funny. All
right.
It's funny to me.
Only. Okay.
Okay. So there's those. I'm glad I could bring those in.
I'm glad we're giving one away.
I am too. I can't wait to get rid of this thing. It's not gonna free up any space for me or anything like that.
It's gonna free up your heart.
I'm sharing my heart.
Yeah.
I'm sharing my heart with Dustin and we're now brothers.
Man.
I'll wear mine on a necklace.
Mike Lacey's getting hoes in the steel. He's not getting any Mission Impossible figures.
You know what? Yes he is.
He's getting one too.
Yep.
They're each getting one. Mike Lacey and Dustin.
Each
getting one. A Mission Impossible.
We're basically like blood brothers.
Yeah. The three of you are like a trio.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can wear yours, too, on an amulet. I'm going to wear it on a chain.
Why not?
You can around your neck.
Why not? All right. So let's do this. Let's do this top four list.
Okay.
Okay. So let's do our number four.
I'm going to have a streusel cake.
Go ahead. The number four is the one that's different. But I want to build towards the number one. Because we're going to do something special with the number one.
It's not that special.
The top four songs on a movie soundtrack that you were like, "What is this doing on the soundtrack?"
I would say that one character has the bulk of these, and I don't know why it wound up that way, but it did for me.
Oh yeah, I guess.
So, my number four, just as a place filler, is wasn't in the movie, but Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh,
Look Into My Eyes was on Batman and Robin soundtrack.
That was a weird soundtrack.
They even they released a video for it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It had nothing to do with that movie. That song was on their album, their own album, separately.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one, there was a Sunny Day Real Estate song also on that soundtrack.
Loco was on there, Smashing Pumpkins, I think.
And it was a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
The Smashing Pumpkins song kind of made sense for that, but it just didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it was on there. They put a lot of songs on there.
Number four for me,
sell a record,
was on the Ghostbusters soundtrack, Air Supply's "I Can Wait Forever." I have that soundtrack, and I'll play it. I'll be like, "Oh, some Ghostbusters tunes." There's some weird songs on there, things like that. And
I
you got that Air
magic.
Supply on there.
See, I don't know that.
I can wait Forevermore. That kind of song is on there?
Yeah.
And I'm like, where is that in the movie? I'm trying to think back, like, okay, even if it's in the movie, it doesn't signify, like, Peter and Dana's relationship or something. Like, he's not waiting for forever or something like that. He's just going after her.
Yeah.
There's no, like, they're not in, like, different states having to, like, carry on this relationship apart from each other. There's nothing to do with the movie and I Can Wait Forever.
Huh.
Yeah, so every time that comes on this album, I'm always like, what is this? Of course, I sing along with it.
You have to.
It's Air Supply.
Might as well.
But it doesn't make any sense to be on there.
See, I know I'm missing a ton of them.
Yeah. Well, this is the ones that...
Because in the 90s, there was...
Grab you.
They just...
They went crazy with it.
All right.
That one always... Because I don't have a lot of albums.
You have a lot of soundtracks.
I have a lot of soundtracks. That one always jumps out at me whenever it plays. Like, this makes no sense at all. Why is this on here?
Cool.
All right, so you want to go... Okay, we'll go with the three. What is... You want to, like... I don't want to blow it, in case we're doing them in a certain order. I would think that...
That's it. Okay. That's my number three.
So number three is...
Number three. R. Kelly. Gotham City. What the F? It's only...
it's not a City of Justice.
It's only number three because he at least does mention Gotham City. It has something to do with Batman. But it's definitely on the list because it has nothing to do with the movie or the reality of the character at all. It's like he never even heard of Batman.
It's like he's singing a song about Superman.
Hey, man, who's this? What's he do? He dressed like a bat? Hold up. I got an idea for a song right now. Hold up. I wrote this while I was in the closet.
And the video, he's like on a giant bed.
Yeah.
And like a tower thing.
Where else?
Singing on the bed.
Where else?
There's like little kids around and stuff. It's just bizarre.
It's inappropriate.
It's so bizarre. And he's just thinking about how... It's a city of justice and a city of peace. No, it's not.
It's not any of those things.
Yeah. The single solution's in the sky.
We all need it.
Yeah.
Can't live without it. You can do without it.
Yeah. We can't live without
people
it.
People that live in Gotham are trying to get out of Gotham.
Well, you just said it was a city of justice, a city of peace. So why do you need it? Why can't you live without it? It doesn't seem like Batman's even needed there anymore.
No, you don't need Batman.
What are you talking about, R. Kelly?
It's like he just made it up.
We all need it.
Can't live without it.
Yeah. So there's... I don't know the words to the next one, but it's actually on my phone. Like, that song, I have it on my phone. These next two,
why?
The top two, because I have the soundtracks on my
phone.
Oh,
yeah.
It's probably, like, against the rules to play a lot of it.
I think you're allowed, like, 30 seconds or something.
Okay. So number two... It's from the Batman Mask of the Phantasm soundtrack. I wonder, should I skip forward some? It takes a while to start up, doesn't it? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
oh,
like it is nice. Oh, I like the way it sounds.
It reminds me of Batman.
I wouldn't put it on the list.
It reminds me of the Mask of the Phantasm.
Well, he was in love with the Phantasma.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's beautiful. Tiara Carrera. I never even told you on Batman Mask of the Phantasm the soundtrack. What? I'll tell you what, I was embarrassed when I was in the theater and that played at the end credits. I was like, what?
You're embarrassed.
What am I doing? I'm all by myself in here. I got this music playing. I look pathetic when I walk out of here. Because the door's going to open up, that music's going to be blaring out, I'm going to be walking out of the theater, not going to remember the movie I saw. They're just going to hear Tia Carrera singing. I'm going to feel desperate.
She must have a short-lived musical career, because I don't remember anything else.
It should have been shorter-lived.
Should have been.
Should have been stopped before the song happened.
The 90s was rife with movies where they put some kind of... I don't know what started it. Was it...
I don't know.
Okay, Prince did the soundtrack for Batman, and when the credits rolled, Scandalous comes on. You know what? That's fine, because Prince did the entire soundtrack.
They did
the whole album, the rest of the soundtrack... And for some reason, it fits.
It works.
It fits because it ends with Bruce and Vicky. I don't know. I'm not faulting that. It's Prince. You know, sometimes he does music
works.
That I like sometimes. I'm going to admit it.
I love the Batman album. I listen to it all the time.
Sometimes he does music I like. But this one, This one, no. What's at the end of the Phantom? I bet there's one at the end of Phantom.
I bet there is too, but I don't remember that.
I don't remember it because I never get to the end.
I can't imagine. Shirley Walker did the rest of the soundtrack, which is great. I mean, it's all like Batman songs. Mm-hmm. I can just imagine, you know, the board meeting where they're bringing all the things together and they're slipping all the, you know, okay, we've got all these songs. Wait a second. What's this Tia Carrera song on here? And there's some guy at the table that's like a huge fan that's somehow worked it into the soundtrack.
Oh, he's a fan.
He's snuck it in there, and it's made it all the way out to the movie theater.
He saw Wayne's World.
It has no place being in the Batman Max of the Phantasma movie. No place at all. I'm getting more angry the more I think about it.
The Max of the Phantasma.
The Max of the Phantasma is perfect.
It's a good movie.
Until that. It's like the one misstep of the entire movie. You're watching that, and that rolls during the credits. It gives you a bad taste in your mouth after a great movie. You're just like, what is going on? Horrible.
Yep.
But not as bad as this next one.
This one takes the cake.
Oof. It's on the soundtrack twice.
And we have been playing it nonstop.
I know every word now.
I don't, but I did print them out. For those of you who are familiar with The Shadow... Even if you are familiar with the movie The Shadow, you may not have even heard this song. Because I always stop it before the credits roll.
You're not making a mistake?
You're not making a mistake. No. You're not missing anything. It's Original Sin.
An Original Sin.
By Taylor Dayne.
Yeah, it's... It's so bad.
It's so bad.
It is on the album twice, in both a film mix and a radio mix. And it had a video, which I didn't really remember the video from when I was a kid, but we've watched it on YouTube.
Oh, it's
and if
awful.
You haven't seen the movie, don't watch the video, because it's going to spoil the movie for you.
Yeah, it gives away everything.
I'd have been mad as a kid seeing that.
It shows the ending and everything.
It shows what happens. And it's got just random scenes thrown
random in. Clips that are poorly placed in the song. It doesn't...
Like the guy in the cab. It just shows him, like, smiling and driving. Must be my lucky day. There's no point to that.
And he drives in the oil truck and blows up.
Yeah, and then there's like the dancers in the middle of the...
There are dancers wearing silk pants.
And the wind's blowing them.
Silk pajama pants.
Taylor's filmed from different angles.
Oh, she's got her hair blowing
everywhere.
In the wind.
And the words to the song, the lyrics, are just ridiculous.
They're
it's
not...
just every cliche you could think of thrown together.
There's so many. We can try and count, or our listeners can keep count. Let me start. I've been looking for an Original Sin. One with a twist and a bit of a spin.
Yep.
We can stop right there in the first line. A twist and a spin, pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. So she wants a full twist, but then just a bit of a spin.
A bit of a spin.
Just a bit of a spin.
Because spin rhymes with sin.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what she means by looking for an original sin anyway. Those of you who are familiar with the term original sin know that it refers to the sin that we are inherently born with.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that ties into...
The Shadow.
The Shadow.
Yeah.
He's earned his sin. Whatever sin is
he's
happening...
He's already found an original sin.
Not only that, but he's searching for redemption.
Yeah, not a sin.
That's his whole point.
He's
past the sin now.
Maybe the song is a prequel to The Shadow.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But he's looking for redemption.
I know the next lines. I've done all the old ones till they've all been done in.
That's right.
But,
Now I'm
just looking, and I'm gone with the wind.
I'm gone with the wind.
I'm gone with the wind.
You don't have
I didn't
to,
look at the sheet.
You didn't. You're
I didn't
not
look at the sheet. Yeah.
Okay, that is a very well established film title.
Well, first of all,
it's
she's
a book.
Done all the old ones.
Isn't a book also?
Yeah,
but Gone with the Wind.
She's done all the old ones.
She's done all of them.
She's done all the old sins.
So she's looking for an original one.
Yeah,
but. Original would imply that it is old.
Yeah.
But she's done all those.
Well, maybe she's meaning an original, like, she wants something new. It's an original.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know? Maybe that's what it is. But it still has nothing to do with The Shadow.
One with a twist and a bit of a spin.
Yeah, something that's a little different than all the old ones, because those are all been done in. It's so bad.
I'm already angry. Okay. Now I'm gone with the wind, endlessly searching for an original sin. You can dance forever.
Because the shadow is dancing forever.
You've got a fire in your feet.
And that's what makes the video great, because all these dancers are dancing around. They've got fire in their feet.
They should use that for a Tenactin commercial.
Yeah.
Tough acting with Tenactin.
You can dance forever. You got a
fire
in your
feet. But
will it ever be enough?
Never be enough. Okay, so apparently that'll never be enough.
Yeah.
You can fly and never land.
If you have a fire in your feet, dancing forever will get rid of it. But maybe it won't, because it might not ever be enough.
I don't know.
Dance enough.
I would use some sort of topical cream or a spray.
I would do something else. Maybe put my feet in the bath.
Maybe. Use some ice, an ice tub. A tub of ice.
Maybe it's like a Footloose thing.
Maybe.
She's singing about Kevin Bacon.
Just dance it away.
Yeah.
Get angry. You can fly and never land. And never need to sleep.
Never need to sleep.
But will it ever be enough?
She already told you.
You know it will never be enough.
She already told you it wasn't going to be enough.
You know it will never be enough. It's not enough to make the nightmares go away.
No.
She's all over the place. Already, there's like three different topics. It's not enough to make the tears run dry,
right?
It's not that you are correct, and I'm so sorry that you are. It's not enough to make the tears run dry. And who knows
what evil lurks in the hearts of men tonight?
Today.
Today or today?
Today.
I can't remember what she says. Because she talks like this.
It's all of a sudden daytime.
Yeah.
When most of the rest of
the first reference to the shadow.
The rest
though.
Of the song is in the night. That's true. She did fit that line in there. Yeah. So kudos to whoever wrote this.
It's a city.
I guess. But right after that, hold on. And who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men today? It's a city of shadow. It's a city of light.
Yeah.
It's a city of secrets. It's a city of pride.
They love singing about the city.
Hold on. Why is everybody so obsessed with the cities?
They love singing about the cities.
It's just New York.
Can we sing about the characters?
It's just New York. And I don't know what she's saying, because
I guess it's two sides.
Well, it's a question about the person. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? It's a city. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's a city?
The city knows.
You've been singing about dreams, mm-hmm. dancing, feet, original sins, and then you pose a question about a person finally, and now you're onto a city?
You're moving to the city.
What's it about? A city of shadow, a city of light. Okay, it has to be a city of light if it's a city of shadow, because mm-hmm. that's...
You need both.
You need both. Well, city of secrets.
Hmm.
Okay, look. Shadow and light and secrets. I can see...
That's the shadow.
I can see those three things fitting together, but a city of pride?
He takes pride in what he does. The shadow.
He takes pride in it. He's awful secretive.
That's his original sin, is pride.
He's awful secretive.
That's the original sin, is pride. Oh. There you go. Blew your mind.
You might have... You've blown...
I just blew your mind.
You've blown my mind.
Yep.
There's a lot more.
That's the original sin of pride.
It'll all be over now. All I wanted was... This is my favorite part.
Yeah.
All I wanted was a piece of the night.
I think I remember this. All I wanted was a piece of the night...
I never got an equal share.
Yeah.
Never got an equal share.
Yeah.
So you got a share?
Yeah.
Did you get a share at all? Because
she just wanted a piece of the night.
She may have gotten a piece.
Maybe they didn't give her the
piece. It wasn't equal.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Matt was cutting it. He took his 80%. And she only got 20, so she didn't get an equal share. She's sitting there with a plate looking at the piece of the night and going, Everybody else got more than me.
I guarantee you, when somebody wrote those two lines together, they thought that was pretty clever.
Oh, they definitely thought it was
clever. I never got an equal share.
Yeah.
And they thought, this is going to be...
That's going to be
This
hot.
Is going to be good. This is going to be hot.
That's the shadow.
This is going to be gold.
Yeah.
When the stars are out of sight and the moon is down, the natives are so restless tonight.
They sure are. The natives of the city. Yep. They're restless.
I don't know.
They're all looking for their equal share. They're all looking for it.
Okay. Already we're having some inconsistencies. Okay. All I wanted was a piece of the night, everything I just said, and now we move down to all I wanted was a spot in the light.
Yeah. Well, she wanted the piece of the night, but she wanted a spot in the light.
Those two things are conflicting for one. Also, you can't say all I needed.
Well,
it's like the jerk.
Yeah,
it's like the movie with the jerk.
All I need is this paddleball game
and this lamp
and this ashtray. That's all I need.
And that's all I need.
She keeps
and this
wanting
chair.
More.
She keeps.
She's never gonna have an equal share because she's always gonna want
more. Well, it'll never be enough.
Yeah, she's already told us it's never. No, enough.
It'll never
she
be.
She told you.
You know it'll never be enough. It never had to get so dark when the stars are out of sight.
Hmm?
What?
It did have to get dark then, because if the stars are out of sight,
there's no light source.
It is gonna be dark. Taylor doesn't know anything about astronomy.
When the stars had never had to get so dark, when the stars are out of light,
mm-hmm.
when stars are out of sight, I don't understand.
I don't fully understand
the phrasing.
The stars are out of sight because everybody took more than their equal share of the sight.
That's mm-hmm. a stretch.
Yep.
And the moon is down again. The natives are so restless tonight. She's been looking. Okay, now she's been looking for the ultimate crime.
Yeah. One without victims?
Infinite victims.
Infinite victims. It's very hard to understand her words sometimes.
Infinitesimal time.
Yeah.
That's what it says here. Infinitesimal time. It says infinitesimal. That's how it's spelled.
Infinitesimal.
That's what I thought.
That's what it is.
Well, they spelled it wrong on this thing.
Infinitesimal time. Yeah. Yep.
That is not the ultimate crime, Taylor. Taylor, if you're spending an infinite amount of time on this, you will be caught. Mm-hmm. The ultimate crime involves a quick getaway, yeah. In, out, done, clean. Nobody ever finds you. That's the ultimate crime.
Infinitesimal is small, isn't it?
I don't know, because finite is small.
I think infinitesimal like is infant. Infinitesimal.
But
like small.
Infinite. Infinite.
Infinite is
right.
Lots of victims.
Well, that's the
infinitesimal time. A small amount of time, a lot of victims.
I don't think it says.
You know what? It doesn't make sense.
It's infinite.
Either way, it doesn't make sense.
The root word here is infinite in this word. Maybe the people spelled it wrong.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't care. You know what? I'm spending as much time as we need on this thing. I want to get through it.
You know, they've all tuned out. The only people still listening are me and you. If we proof this episode.
And Dustin.
And if we don't proof this episode, you're the only one listening to this. Because that's the only time I listen to these.
Yeah. And I'm so very guilty for no reason, no rhyme.
You're guilty because you just wanted to commit a crime with a ton of victims.
You're already guilty in your heart, Taylor. Okay, and the shadow knows what evil lurks in the heart of you. Because you,
it'll never be enough.
You are guilty. So now I'm just looking, and I'm killing some time.
Yeah.
That's another cliche line. You're killing some time. It rhymes with rhyme.
And crime.
No reason or rhyme. Yep. That's the cliche line. Yeah. Endlessly searching for the ultimate crime.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a couple searches going on already, Taylor. Mm-hmm. Are you really killing time?
No.
Because if you're just passing time, you really wouldn't be searching so hard for these things.
Endlessly searching, but she's killing some time.
Yeah, you don't have that much time.
That's not, if you're endlessly searching, there's no free time involved.
There's no free time involved.
You can't be killing some
time. If you were just killing time, you would be reading a magazine, you might be knitting crocheting a sweater,
yeah,
or a scarf for one of your friends. Okay. You can lose yourself in pleasure till your body's going numb.
I like that one.
I like it too. Yep. Yep.
That one I don't have any problems with.
But will it ever be enough? You know that
you
it'll
know
never
it's
be
enough. I already told you in the last chorus.
It's not enough to take the make the nightmares go away. Okay, all that stuff. It's a city of shadow. It's a city of pride. They cut out the other two this time. It's just a city of shadow and a city of pride.
Yeah, they don't need them this time.
Whatever that means. It'll all be over now. All I wanted was a piece of the night. I never got an equal share. We already read that.
Through all this.
They repeat that. I've been looking for an original sin, one with a twist and a bit of a spin.
She's back to it.
I want
to
revisit this.
Yeah.
A twist and a spin.
Yeah.
James,
yeah.
I would like to do a podcast with some humor. And a bit of comedy in it, too.
A bit of laughs.
A bit of the laughs.
Oh, both of those things?
I would like to talk about toys and also a bit of things that people play with that are made of plastic.
Well, maybe we can fit in the first one and maybe just a spin.
I don't know.
Just a spin.
I don't know.
Hang on. Well, yeah, okay.
Well, she just repeats, and then she's gone with the wind again.
Okay. I want to get to the end sequence.
This is my favorite part is the end.
Yeah.
Endlessly searching for an original sin. I've been looking for an original sin. Now I'm just looking. I'm going with the wind. Okay, so everything's been established.
Yep.
All the music drops out.
Yeah.
There's just piano now. All the big drums and the chorus, the orchestra, and everything have dropped out. It's just personal now. It's just her.
Just her.
Just
singing.
Taylor and the piano.
She's laying on the bed, maybe or something.
I believe she is
like
laying on a bed. I think it's. Think it's silk.
Yeah.
Her and R. Kelly have shared. They filmed on the same bed.
Same bed. At the same time, the bed was that big.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's a Gotham City bed.
It's
They're huge.
Huge. Yep.
Okay. So, and then she drops this bomb on you.
Oh, here
this is the
comes.
Last. This is like the last minute of
I
the
love
song.
It. This is my favorite.
This is like a 5 minute song, 4 minute song.
Is this? I've been looking for a license to thrill.
I'm applying for a license to thrill.
Yeah. Now she's gone into James Bond mode.
This is a cliche, also.
Yep.
License to thrill. It's also very close to the title of another action film, or which is a James Bond film, which I don't think you should be mixing.
Well, even like the end sequence of the video kind of feels James Bondy.
It does a little bit.
Very much feels suddenly. Like a, suddenly, it's a James Bond suddenly. Song.
Going out on the edge, moving in for the kill.
Yep.
I get it. You're going out on the edge, moving in for the kill. Going as it moving in for the kill.
Oh, she's coming in for it.
Means that she's going out on the on
she's
the edge.
On
to do
the
it.
Edge.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yep.
She's going in for the kill, but she's only even if she does get this license. She's applying for it. She hasn't got it yet.
Well, it's a license to thrill.
It's a license to thrill. You
she's
can't
not gonna kill him.
You can't just go killing people.
She's gonna thrill them.
You can't go killing people. You
can't
haven't
do it.
You haven't applied for that license yet.
Well, when you kill somebody and you show this license, they're gonna be like, "Wait a second, this isn't a license to kill. This is a license to thrill."
That's right. They're gonna say, "Can we're gonna
that's
just,
even if her application goes through."
You just ma'am, you just murdered somebody. Yeah. I'm gonna have to see your identification.
I'm gonna see some identification here.
Oh, that's okay. I've got a
trust me. I've got the license to kill. Check it out. It's right here. I just applied for it. I've renewed it.
Hold on a second, man. No, this is only license to thrill.
This is thrill, not kill.
You haven't upgraded. Do you have a license to kill in your...
Oh, I should have put nearsighted on that. I thought for sure it said kill. Here I am out on the edge.
It says that you are an organ donor, though, also. And there'll be hell to pay someday.
Someday. Put it all on the bill.
Put it all on the bill.
It's already on the bill.
I know that bill rhymes with kill and thrill, but I find that... I'm sure that somebody...
Be hell to pay someday.
Put it all on the bill. You can put it on the tab.
Ma'am, I'm not putting that on your bill.
Ma'am, you've already acknowledged that there is hell to pay. That it is there on the bill.
That's how you found out there was hell to pay. We've already given you the bill.
It's on the bill there underneath the bottomless nachos.
And it's not someday. You can't just choose when to pay your bill.
You got the bottomless chips there.
There's a due date on the bill.
You gotta pay that before you leave.
We're gonna need
that
help before we leave.
If you don't pay,
we need to settle up. You're gonna be washing dishes tonight.
You might be washing dishes if you don't
have.
Unless
you want to go ahead and pay hell. There's gonna be hell to pay.
There is hell to pay.
There's hell to pay. It's right here.
It's
on the bill.
It's on the bill.
Plus, there's a 15% gratuity on here.
I know that you.
If you bring more people, it's gonna be 18%.
Just put it on the bill. It's on the bill.
Oh, I knew that'd be hell to pay someday.
You have to pay for it.
I just didn't think it would be today.
What kind of establishment do you think this is?
What are you, wimpy? You taking the hamburgers and go Baby Tuesday? I'm glad they pay a hell Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Popeye joke.
She's the wimpy of singers.
Okay. The next line is, because we'll always be paying and paying until...
Yeah, she knows it. She knows they're always going to be paying.
Well, you're not always paying.
You can't put it on the bill if you're always paying.
She's also already put it off someday, till someday. You pay it someday.
Yeah.
But you're always paying.
I think she's got a tab and a bill confused.
I think she does have a tab and a
bill. Just put it on my bill. It's already on your bill. What are you talking about?
Ma'am, this is the bill right here.
You know, so I can pay it later on. I put it on my bill. I run a bill at this place. Taylor, that's a tab. It's a tab. You're running. Well, nothing rhymes with tab. What am I going to get a license to fab?
Oh, come on. This is a 10. The tab's 13.
Hey, look at that.
You know?
Yeah. give me a bill. It's Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Tab.
Yeah, Marty McFly didn't ask for a bill. He knows better. Oh, this is a long episode for having nothing in it.
Nobody's listening still except okay. Taylor Dane herself.
Okay.
Oh, somebody's mentioning me on the Action Features podcast. Let me tune in. I'm just killing time waiting for my application for a license to thrill to come through anyway.
Captain McCoy is taking my Taylor Dane albums. He's making his own Taylor Dane voice. It's inaccurate.
Captain, Chekhov marked through all the different fields I filled out on my license to thrill. They're not going to accept my application.
Okay.
It's a mess.
Not done. There's one more line.
Yeah.
This is what she ends on.
Which is the best.
This is what she ends on. A song. A song that for the last 3-4 minutes has established the original sin. It's called Original Sin. She's established the peace of the night. She's repeated all these things. It's been about something else. And now, the ending line is, we're beyond expiration. With a license to thrill.
She got the license. She got the license. Between that, so there was a courier there. Ma'am, we're here with your license.
We've got it.
She finished it. That was a quick application.
But it also, the license to thrill doesn't last long.
No.
She got it at the beginning of the song.
Yeah.
When she wrote it. And then when she applied for it at the beginning of the song. By the end of the song, that's it.
It's.
Ma'am.
It's already gone beyond it.
Miss Dane. You had 4 minutes to thrill us, and I'm afraid you did not come through.
Or did she? With the song?
I don't know.
Hmm?
Maybe she did.
Maybe she did.
Either way, it's just beyond expiration. What a terrible line to end on.
It's terrible. It has nothing to do with the shadow or the rest of the song.
It's like she just had like this, like they're in the studio, and she at the last minute just says, "Hold on, guys, I've got an idea for our license, I've got an idea for a line."
I'm thinking about writing another song about License to Thrill.
And she tacked it on.
What do you think? This will be like a preview if I put it at the end.
Maybe she was writing another song. She was writing a different song. And just couldn't wait.
She just couldn't wait. It was burning a hole in her pocket.
Yeah,
she had to get it out.
She literally had a piece of paper in her pocket. It just was a reminder. It said License to Thrill on it.
And that's why all the other music goes away. And it's just the piano. Because it's her at the piano.
And the rest
of the musicians went away. And she's just there doing the, oh, wait, there's more song? Should we come back? But she'd already finished it.
I can sing over this.
Yeah.
She's applying for a license to thrill.
Yeah. Going out on the edge, moving in for the kill.
She also just rented If Looks Could Kill.
Yeah.
On VHS.
Yeah, starring that one guy from 21 Jump Street.
Richard Grieco.
Yeah.
Why isn't that on DVD?
I don't know. Remember he had those cool shoes?
Oh, so cool.
They're magnetic. Yep.
They were like suction cups. He was a high school student.
Now.
He was also like 32.
Come on, Everett Grieco.
High school student, saving the world. You know what? Yeah. That was James Bond Jr. right there.
It was.
Look at his outfit and everything.
Yep.
Very close to James Bond Jr. Yeah. JBJ.
Except it was Richard Grieco.
It was Richard Grieco. Yeah. And if I had to cast somebody to play the live action JBJ, it'd be Richard Grieco.
Nowadays or back then?
It doesn't matter.
I guess not.
I'd do it now.
Yeah. All right, then.
Anyway, this has been Action Features, and...
We gotta get out of here. We gotta go apply for licenses to thrill.
Yeah.
The office closes.
I better check the mailbox.
Pretty soon.
I'm gonna check my mailbox when I get home.
It had already expired.
I'm anxious to get thrilling.
Yeah.
I want to get to some thrilling, and I don't...
We've only got 4 minutes.
I don't want to be outside the law. I don't want to be outside the law.
All right.
Thanks for hanging in if you got to this spot. I really appreciate it.
You're bigger men than we are.
You really are.
Made it through.
You really are.
Because I won't make it through when we replay it.
Nope. You're not going to...
Nope. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, you will. You're going to come in tomorrow and you're going to tell me how hilarious it was.
I don't know if I am.
I think so.
Maybe I will.
I mean, we didn't laugh a lot now.
Yeah.
But think about it later.
You probably won't laugh later.
Nope. Oh, well.
All right, then.
Okay.
This is a Mission Impossible to do this episode.
That's right.
You know?
But we did it.
We did it. All right. See you soon.